Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves at 855-453. Oh, hey, that was me talking to myself there.
Free Talk Live.
And now that's gone, and now that's back. I don't know why that's happening. Oh, it's a satellite feed. Sorry about that. Anyway, here we are. The toll-free number is 855-453, and you can, of course, join us via the Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And King Mark the First, your king, has returned.
Oh, joy. Mark is back from Las Vegas. You went to Freedom Fest last week, Mark, and you were actually busy recording some interviews, so people who weren't able to make it to Freedom Fest will be able to hear you. Series show that's available online, they'll be able to hear some of the
freetalklive.com.
That's correct. Yeah, if you look in the left-hand side of the page, you'll see the Edgington Post. That's the RSS feed that you can subscribe to with iTunes or your favorite podcast client.
It's really the best way to get it. We haven't made a great website for the Edgington Post. There should be, but there isn't. And, you know, we just don't have the time to get it done. I wish there was a website that sort of chronicled all of them, had them since the beginning. But the best thing really you can do is just sort of grab them as you go. Free Talk Live is our Twitter feed. We've got Grover Norquist retweeted my interview of him. And so that should get us a lot of listeners. On that one.
Did you repost that interview? Because there were some technical difficulties at first.
It was the second interview.
Okay, great.
He reached me.
Good. So, good event. I mean, you have, is there a recap of Freedom Fest? Wasn't there a big debate that was going to happen with Paul Krugman?
Yeah, Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Paul Krugman, the New York Times columnist, versus Steve Moore, the Wall Street Journal columnist. I liked it. I really enjoyed myself. I can't say that I changed my position on anything, but I mean, you know, I didn't. Krugman was soundly trounced either. Mm-hmm. I think that ultimately it was two guys with positions talking about things, giving their evidence, and, you know, of course, these are smart men. I mean, you know, nobody's an idiot walking around there. And, you know, I mean, I got to listen. I'm still of the opinion that Keynesian economics that Krugman purports is, well, you know, it's abused by the political system, ultimately.
So, sounds like it was a good event. People had a good time. You had a meetup with some Free Talk Live listeners. Is that right?
Yeah, we had an amplifier meetup. You know, the intention was that people who... I'd like to do this wherever I go, is to have a little meetup wherever I go for anybody who happens to be an amplifier. And now, we can't reach them as well, the amplifiers as well. I guess I probably should have gone through you and the email list rather than the Facebook group. But I'd like to encourage amplifiers to... get involved with the Facebook group. And how's the best way to get added there?
You just become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Does everybody get added?
I can only send an email invite. So okay. If they don't respond to the invite, nothing I can do about that.
Right. So I'd say about half the amplifiers are in the amplifier group on Facebook.
It's hard to really say that, Mark, because I have invited everyone to that group who has ever been an amplifier, and there are over 1,200 people who are no longer amplifiers anymore. So you can be in the amplifier group if you've been an amplifier at one time. So I can't tell you what percentage of the 200 or so people that are in that group are actually active, currently paying amplifiers.
Okay. Well, there you go. So...
Whatever. So if you want to sign up for the AMP program, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can do that for $5 a month. And it makes a big difference for us. It helps us market the program, get Free Talk Live on more radio stations all around the country, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom.
Ultimately, I loved the event. I thought it was great. I am making a commitment now to go back to Freedom Fest next year.
Wow.
I thought it was, you know, an awesome event.
How many people attend Freedom Fest?
2,500 this year.
That's pretty good.
It's well,
the biggest one, right?
Can you tell me any liberty-oriented event that's bigger?
I don't think so, no.
Now, what I would what I'd rebut that statement with is, well, how many libertarians were actually at Freedom Fest?
Because there are some conservatives there, right?
Yeah, it's a libertarian and conservative sort of crossover event. Mm-hmm. From anywhere from sort of hardline, what people would call, people that call themselves anarchists, all the way to, you know, just your average social conservative, fiscal conservative Republican. I mean, there's a wide variety of people that go there to that event.
I heard the Free State Project did very well with the sign-ups.
Yeah, I'd heard the same.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
So there's all kinds of stuff in the news to talk about. You know, we've been talking about Greece a lot recently here on Free Talk Live with the bailout proposals and the, you know, the voting and the ridiculous capital controls, which apparently, according to a story we read last night, are going to continue. Where you still won't be able to get more than 60 euro out of an ATM machine for 6 months, apparently. And there's also the possibility of what they call the haircuts, meaning that they'll be lopping 30% off of anyone's account that has more than 8,000 euro. That's not official yet. That's just what's sort of being rumored. So there's that.
Well, and right. The haircuts aren't official, but it's official that Greece has signed, has signed some agreement or another, right?
Is that true? Okay, because that must be breaking news today, right?
Yes. Okay. It happened today.
I haven't seen that headline yet, so I'd like to learn more about that because, you know, from what we were, Chris and I were talking about it on the show last night, and from what we were discussing, it sounds like the people of Greece are not going to be too happy about that. If the Cyprus guy, the prime minister, signs an agreement for austerity measures, then he would be going against the reasons why he got elected in the first place and going against the people's vote from over a week ago. And so, therefore, there may very well be violence and, you know, Molotov cocktails and things like that waiting for him.
First off, Chris who?
Chris not Cantwell.
God. Okay.
What? Oh, God, what?
Well, Chris not Cantwell, what's that mean?
That's what he's calling himself, Chris not Cantwell.
So Cantwell was on the show last
night? No. Chris, last name, not Cantwell.
And this is a different human being than the human being
that's correct.
We call Chris Cantwell?
That's right.
You're lying to me?
No.
Yes, I am.
Why would I lie to you?
All right. So anyway, the Greece situation, as I understand it, sadly, I recommended that that the Grecians go ahead and vote against the bailout proposal because I believe that you could come back to the table and get a better deal, that you never take the first deal as it's proffered.
Yeah, but that's not why the Greeks voted against it. I mean, obviously,
oh, yeah,
you don't know.
Many of them did.
You don't know why people vote the way they do, right? Like, each person votes for a different reason, but I highly doubt that many of the Greeks were interested in the austerity measures. I'm pretty sure that's one of the main reasons why they voted against it. That's why people were throwing, you know, Molotov cocktails and tipping over cars in the streets of Greece. Not because they wanted a better bailout deal, because they don't want austerity measures.
Well, some want a better bailout deal, mm-hmm. and some want no austerity.
I bet you the latter is the majority of those some.
I don't know what the majority is, yeah. and I don't know how much of a majority, but, you know, what basically what happened is the deal is worse. They signed a deal that was worse than the original bailout, and it's, you know, there's a lot of sad Greeks right now. I feel terrible for them. It's an awful situation, but ultimately, this is, you know, this is the problem, right? Like, politicians are unaccountable. You hired politicians, you voted in politicians who, you know, acted terribly and ran up the bill. It's not like you did anything about it while they were doing it, and now it's time to pay the piper.
No doubt about it. And so I want to talk about Venezuela coming up, too, because things are also getting worse there. And they're, you know, it's very instructive to look at these situations, and you know, it's sad for the people that are involved in them, the poor people that are just trying to make a living and, you know, run a business and get by. But it is instructive and enlightening to look at why these things are happening in these places and you know what can be learned from it. In other Greek-related news, this from Reuters, Greek banks shuttered for the past 2 weeks after a flood of withdrawals threatened to collapse the system will remain closed for now, a finance ministry official said today, declining to say when they would be opened again. So we've gone from a one-day bank holiday,
oh, yeah.
extending to 5 days,
uh-huh.
extending to 2 weeks,
uh-huh.
and now extending to we don't know when we're going to open again. Oh, man.
Well, it's instructive in this sense. Here's what I'd be willing to bet, that there are certainly libertarians in Greece. And
probably a handful.
Those libertarians probably saw this coming, right?
Hope like, so.
Libertarians tend to be ready for this kind of stuff. They understand the banking system, and they likely didn't get as caught up in this as the average person who's like, oh, yeah, I'll just put my money in the bank. Well, now you can't get your money out.
Right, and don't think for a moment this can't happen here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We're talking about the situation in Greece. Also, the economic scene in Venezuela is getting more dire with the inflation rate there going absolutely insane, more so than it had been. Well, it had already been pretty bad, but now it's getting worse. We can talk more about what's happening there, and of course, you're welcome to join us and bring up anything that's on your mind. Price of Bitcoin over the last several weeks has been... It's been going up generally. Now, apparently, Mark, you said it dipped down a little bit today. I haven't been watching it.
Yeah, I think right now it's at 285.
So I was going to say, I haven't watched it like a hawk today, but yeah, I see that's 291 according to BitcoinAverage.com. But it looked like
I'd expect to rise up to 300 in the relatively near future.
It was over 300 for a couple of days, and then earlier today it fell off a cliff down from like 305 to 285. So it's recovered a little bit from that cliff. But maybe it's the situation in Greece that is a factor into why Bitcoin has been going up in price over the last several weeks.
I was bearish on Bitcoin, not as a technology. As a technology, I'm bullish on it, but I was bearish on Bitcoin's pricing for the last few months. I've changed my mind, and I believe that pretty much anything that you get a Bitcoin at now is on sale.
Bearish means you're not in favor of it?
As an investment, I was not in favor of Bitcoin for the last couple of months.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that I'm not in favor of it as a technology.
How come the name got the bear name? Because
bears are grumpy. They
oh, really?
They move back and forth. They lumber along. And bulls charge forward.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Interesting. So in New York, they have the bull statue. You won't find a bear statue. Bears can make money, too. You know, you're shorting things.
Gotcha. Yeah, you've told me there's something about that.
Money to be made either way.
Here's how you can do get some Bitcoin. I don't know if you're going to make money. You obviously should only invest what you can afford to lose, right?
So absolutely.
You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or in several months. But you do know that Bitcoin works well, and it is and if you don't know this yet, then you should research it because it does work very, very well, and that's why companies all over the place are accepting it, and that's why people are bailing out of the euro in Greece, and they're getting Bitcoin if they can possibly do so. You can do that. Now, if you're in Greece, you can't use ExpressCoin. You can only use ExpressCoin from the U.S. or Canada, but they can help you out with Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with a money order or a check. It's so simple. Just go to ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone via their app, which you can download also at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL. You'll save on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. You'll save as in you pay no transfer fee to change from cash into bitcoins. If you keep it under $40, you go over $40. It's a mere 3%, I think. Last time I looked, which is very, very affordable. I don't think you'll find a better rate. Go to ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Mark. He's listening in St. George, Utah, to KZNU. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Mark in St.
George. What I was going to talk about.
Oh, hey there.
Sorry about that. Don't stand on you. But anyway, what I was mentioning was you talk about being a bear. But you can't be a bear in China because you're not allowed to sell stocks for the most part. They have locked up their stock market and sell orders are banned. You can only purchase for the most part. I mean, you can, but it's limited.
Is this a new development?
Oh, well, the Chinese stock market has lost 33% of its value in the last 30 days. They lost almost $4 trillion in value in 30 days. So
China and Greece are right in the news right now, Ian.
Right. They have put stops on the trades. So they closed the markets. You know, I could see that happening here in a heartbeat. More than I could ever see the banks closing, I would see the
stock market. That's interesting.
Isn't it funny we had a glitch that shut down?
So you can, just to be clear, what you're saying is in China, you can only buy a stock. You cannot sell the stocks that you've already purchased?
Correct.
What's the point?
Shorting a stock as a future trade is banned. For certain individuals,
isn't the whole point of buying stocks to sort of take a gamble on what's going to happen with that company, so you can sort of cash out at some point? Is by refusing to allow people to sell the stock, is that China's government basically saying, well, you know, this is just to show your support for a company and that you have to stay with them forever?
Yeah, well, that's basically. I mean, when you have a government like theirs that has total control over everything economically in the country, but our country, but we do too in ours, the Federal Reserve has complete oversight over the economics of our country. But don't forget that we also had a complete shutdown of all floor trading of the stock market due to an electronic glitch for 4 hours last week.
Yeah, that was awfully suspicious. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-453. There's such a delay on that line, it was almost intolerable to me. Our toll, not your fault, though, Mark. 855-453. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Have you ever called, I don't know if it happens on, like, landlines or whatever, but on voice over IP, sometimes I'll call like, Hawaii or Alaska, and it will be a brutal delay, like, seconds long before what
Hello?
You speak hit their ears, and then they process it, and then they speak again, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah, indeed it is. But, you know, this is the problem with being an open-line show is we take calls, we try to take calls from everybody. The difficulty is that we don't have somebody checking for sound, right?
No, we do. We've got board operators.
Have you ever had a board operator stop somebody from talking because of the sound quality? I mean, does that happen?
I would hope so. I would hope they would be screening out people that are unintelligible. Okay. I mean, we could hear him. It was just, there was a delay.
This is quite a delay, yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-453. Tom is in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via LRN.FM. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I just realized, you know, that we, a good reason to do away with Obamacare, another good reason, is that they don't need it. Because if anyone is sick, the United States Supreme Court can, with a stroke of a pen, do away with their sickness. Like, look at the, homosexuals that are no longer sick. Now the Supreme Court makes it official. They can go get married and there's nothing sick about them anymore. So I just want to put that out.
There's nothing. There's never been anything sick about loving somebody. Did you just hang up? I think you just hung up. What the hell? I don't know what that was. I think you put us on hold or something like that. I just obviously disagree with Tom. I don't think that there's anything sick about expressing care and compassion and love for another human being, whether that human being has the same genitalia between their legs, I think is irrelevant.
I have no opinion. People should be able to contract with each other to do what they want. If they want to live with each other, then that's what they should be able to do. I've contracted with my wife to, share a life together. And if I wanted to contract with 9 other men and women to do the same thing, then fine.
Well, of course you have an opinion. You're a talk show host.
I have no opinion, sort of, compared to, sickness. Who am I? I'm not a psychiatrist. I can't decide whether this thing's sick or not sick. That's not my business. Their lives are their lives.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Well, unfortunately, Derek J. Freeman is not with us here tonight, who is our resident gay co-host here on Free Talk Live. He's down in Philly. He's visiting some family, so he'll be back with us.
He's probably doing something sick.
Next week. No.
In the gayborhood.
Why do people have to label sex with sickness? Sex is natural. And people who are having sex with the same sex person is also natural. You see it happening in nature, as a matter of fact. And, of course, humans are also natural.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now, with more Free Talk Live, plenty of time for you to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can join us on the airwaves via Skype. Our Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. Send a contact request first, and we'll approve it. Once that's done, you're good to go to call us on Skype from that point forward. So, again, join us here, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the situation in Greece, and there's more to say about that. Then somebody else just called in to say apparently in China things are getting bad with the stock market there dropping quite precipitously, and now the Chinese government, I presume, or whoever the heck it is that runs the stock market there has locked it down in that you cannot sell the stocks that you have. Marky said that's been in the news. I honestly, you know, I don't pay real close attention to the economic stuff out there from the rest of the world. But the Greece thing is something that, you know, I think you got to pay attention to what's happening in Greece. It's just, it's too outrageous. And also Venezuela. We'll talk more about Venezuela here in a little bit. But if you've got more detail on China or whatever you want to share, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. And I guess the lesson you can take away from that is that, you know, just because things are the way they are today economically, as far as like, oh, you can go and buy and sell stocks. Well, tomorrow, if somebody who's in charge of those matters decides to that you can't buy a stock or sell a stock, then you're screwed. And then you're trapped. Then you're holding on to this stock that you can't sell it. What's the point? I don't get it.
I guess you could buy long term, you know, with the intention
and the hope that someday they'll open the market back up that you can then sell the stock later.
Well, I mean, there's always dividends. If you buy a stock that pays dividends, I mean, you'll get money back that way. You're an owner of the company.
Yeah, see, I don't know about all that. That's all too much, too detailed, stocky talk for me. So anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Harrison, listening in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via LRN.FM. Hello, Harrison.
Howdy.
Hey.
So one thing that, while you guys are talking about Greece, I just wanted to note that the French government has really gotten a bailout from all this. The first bailout round, they were holding a lot of the debt, French bondholders, that is, banks. But since the ECB has been taking it over, France has, like, halved its share of Greek debt. So they're making out beautifully. From
is the ECB the
out.
European Central Bank?
Indeed it is.
Okay.
Well, I imagine, the French people are pretty happy about that.
Yeah, if they're paying that enough attention, but.
What else do you want to share tonight?
Also, I was a little curious as to what other podcasts and stuff you guys listen to. I really got turned at, like, I grew up with my mom listening to, like, Rush Limbaugh and was like, ugh, you know what I mean? Not really into it. But after discovering you guys, I kind of branched out and started looking for other libertarian, like, podcasts and publications. And one great one that I found is the Tom Woods Show.
Yeah,
so I'm wondering,
he's
like,
smart.
I'm also wondering, like, what you guys listen to. If you guys listen to it, I can imagine you guys being sick of the radio, having to be on it all the time.
Yeah, I don't listen to podcasts per se, in that a podcast is something that one subscribes to and then receives episodes via some sort of podcast client. iTunes is one of the most popular of the podcast clients out there, but I actually don't use it for that purpose. But I do listen to other shows on LRN.FM. So I'm the program director of LRN.FM, and I see here on my call screening software saying you are listening via LRN.FM. So most of the shows on LRN are also available via podcast. So, you know, let's say you like Penn Sunday School. You can go to his site and you can subscribe specifically to that podcast. So LRN.FM is a way to expose people to literally dozens of shows. There are a few dozen shows that are within the podcast lineup on LRN.FM. And a lot of them are really great, but, you know, I can't really say I've got favorites necessarily.
I would say that, okay, so I listen to LRN.FM, and then what I like is the idea of a program director like Ian, who understands, sort of the business, delivering liberty-oriented content to me, because I kind of feel like an expert's going to know better than what I'm going to know. That's how I feel on
it. Well, thanks for the compliment.
Now, I listen to LRN when I'm like, what's there to listen to? Okay, I'll grab LRN. If I'm planning ahead to listen to recorded content like a podcast, I'm not going to listen to liberty-oriented content because I believe I have the ideas of liberty down as far as I want to get them. Now, I might be able to articulate them better, and every now and then I'll hear somebody say something.
So you actually listen to a lot of non-liberty shows to try to headhunt their advertisers.
I headhunt advertisers on non-liberty shows, and when I'm listening for enjoyment, and I wish I got to do more of this, I listen to history podcasts generally, and specifically my favorite one of them is a show called Hardcore History by a man named Dan Carlin. He's a common sense thinker. He's certainly not as liberty oriented as we are, but he does some good stuff, and I like his take on history.
He actually used to advertise on this show a long time ago, when he was kind of getting the ball rolling on his program. So what I'd recommend if you want to find some great liberty-oriented shows is just go to shows.lrn.fm and just scroll down the page, and you'll find literally dozens of entries. There's a lot of them are great, and they're very different in different ways. So, you've got shows like NeoCash Radio that cover, the cryptocurrency world, Sovereign Tech, of course, doing the tech industry and tech developments and things like that, the School Sucks Project, and so many more. So it's really hard to pick a favorite because they all have, really good aspects. Harrison, anything else you want to share tonight?
Not really. Thanks for doing the good work you guys are doing.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I guess technically I am subscribing to a bunch of podcasts, but not for my own sake. The automation system behind the scenes of LRN.FM uses a podcast client to automatically pull down the latest episode of each one of the shows. Basically, as soon as it's published, you know, my system checks hourly each one of these feeds just to see if there's anything new. And whenever there's something new, it sucks it into the system and puts it on the air. So that's how that works.
So you do have a bunch of podcasts. You just don't listen to them as podcasts.
As podcasts, right. I hear them when they run on the air, and I have LRN running, like, here in the kitchen at LRN.FM studios.
Yeah, it's nice when I go to get a cup of coffee, and before the show, I can hear it. Yeah.
This is important. As the program director, and I appreciate you calling me an expert, but really I don't know why I would qualify as an expert. I'm just the guy that runs the system, you know.
Well, what qualifies any program director as an expert? I mean, there's all these people out there that program music stations, right? Like, they decide which one, what are the hits, right? Yeah. And to some extent, it's supply-side economics. They decide what the hits are because they're the ones that they play. Mm-hmm. And to some extent, it's demand-side economics because people will tune out if they're not playing songs they want to hear. So it's kind of those organizations, those people working together to come up with the hits. And essentially, that's what you're doing on LRN.FM. You're not excluding anyone based on, you're only exclusionary
based on principle,
You exclude based on the fact that they advocate for violence against their neighbors, meaning that they're not libertarian enough for you.
Right.
Or you'll exclude based on you just don't like the sound quality or the sort of talent quality of the show.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And so what you're doing...
So it's curated. It's a curated listening experience.
So is there somebody out there that does a great show, that has good sound, that is liberty-oriented, that you wouldn't put on the air?
I did pull Stefan Molyneux off the air.
Okay. Was it because of his stance on women?
No, it was actually a multitude of things.
Okay.
But you know, the fact that he used copyright against his own listeners or against a critic was a pretty big factor. And there was some disturbing things that he said about women as well. I think I pulled him before he used the copyright thing, if I'm recalling correctly. But either way, I certainly felt I had made the right decision in that particular case. I felt that, you know, he really violated the principles that he supposedly stood for. And I had already had some concerns with sort of the truth about series, I guess, is what he was calling a series of videos that he had put on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like, you know, for somebody to believe they are the ones with the truth, just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I like Stefan personally, just...
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say I'm happy about your decision in that area, but.
Well, you can go subscribe to his podcast.
Right.
Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And now we're extending our in-home trial to let you try Listen Clear risk-free for a full 45 days. With free shipping, we'll even give you free batteries for life. Call now, 1-800-956-9829. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your extended 45-day in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here, there's an update on the Eric Garner case that somebody, one of our listeners, thankfully took the time to put on the front page of our website, which you can do too by going to freetalklive.com, and you can submit via our Reddit-based system different possible show prep items, things that you think we should maybe talk about on the air or that other listeners would appreciate. And there's a number of folks who have been submitting things over the last few days, so thank you to everybody who's been doing that. Apparently, the Reddit CEO resigned. There have been
Much has happened while I've been away at in Vegas for Freedom Fest.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, there was a big upstart kind of situation on Reddit with the CEO, I guess, cracking down on certain groups that she didn't like or whatever, and so that person has now resigned, and I guess, you know, maybe people are happy about that. So you can go. It's a Reddit-based system. It's free to use. freetalklive.com. And our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. So we were talking about Greece, Mark, and also sort of tangentially Venezuela, where things are getting worse. This from John Sexton over at Breitbart.com. It was actually submitted to the front page of our website, I believe. Yes, thanks to Teddy Graham and the number one, Teddy Graham one, for submitting this one. Venezuela has stopped publishing official data on its rate of inflation. And by the way, they've stopped doing that for several months. But one expert,
because they don't want to tell lies.
But one expert on monetary policy says the current rate is 615%.
Holy macaroni.
Professor Steve Hanke is director of the Troubled Currencies Project at the Cato Institute. Earlier this week, he told El Nuevo Herald that, quote, the economy is in a death spiral, moving from a bad situation to a worse situation. The underlying inflation, which I'm figuring daily, is 615%. That is the real inflation of Venezuela. The story here says that Venezuela's official rate of inflation hit 64% last year, the highest in the world. At the end of the year, the rate was above 68%. So starting in January, the socialist government simply stopped publishing any monthly inflation data.
Because that would be embarrassing. Highly embarrassing.
A Venezuelan opposition leader claimed the inflation rate for the first 3 months of 2015 was around 30%. However, Professor Hank believes that the officially published rates have always underestimated the actual rate of inflation in Venezuela. He bases his estimates on the black market exchange rate, where the bolivar has been sinking like a stone versus the dollar.
Here's what I want to do. Dollars are really valuable in Venezuela. I don't know how to get them there, but, let's do that. Let's get together some liberty-oriented folks to get down there and sell some dollars and sell some Bitcoin to these people.
It would be illegal for you to sell dollars, at least on the open market in Venezuela, so you would have to be selling them in the black market, from what I understand.
Yeah, I would probably be pretty obvious as the American standing on the street corner going, pss, pss. But, maybe some Venezuelans don't know how to get dollars. They should work something out with Americans that can get them.
So Dollar Today, a website which tracks the exchange rate, says it now takes 611 bolivars to equal one U.S. dollar. And that's up sharply from just a month ago. Now, it's been probably 2 or 3 months maybe since we last really covered the Venezuelan exchange rate and how the government there has set an official exchange rate, which the last time I looked was like 6 bolivars or 6.3 or something like that per dollar. The black market rate, the last time we talked about it, which was probably in the springtime of this year, was around 150 to 200,
is that right?
200 bolivars per U.S. dollar. Now, it depends on who you're buying from in the black market. Rates are going to range in the black market, but, you know, this gives you some idea of how drastic the inflation has been in Venezuela between that time, the last time we talked about this, and now where it is now 600-plus bolivars per dollar.
Now, the government's decided to go full-on socialist and put institute price control as a means to prevent this. It's only sped its decline.
Right. There's runs on the stores. It's impossible to get the basic staples for life, like soap and chicken and things like that.
So do you think this is it for the bolivar? Like, that's it? They're going to have to, you know, that's it.
Well, the bolivar is already done. Don't forget, there was the, a few years back, they replaced the bolivar with the new strong bolivar, where you could get one strong bolivar when you turned in 10 regular bolivars.
The bolivar especial.
So, yeah.
Which... You know, it's not nice to laugh at these poor people and their bad problems, but, it's funny.
Well, it's absurd economic policy, and no, it's not fun for the people who are in Venezuela who are just scraping by to try to just make ends meet and get, you know, the basic necessities to feed their families. That's certainly not funny at all. Unfortunately, the government there has been, this is one of those things, like in Greece, you know, you can see the writing on the wall here.
Yeah.
This keeps on happening.
People keep on letting their politicians do this stuff. Yeah. I mean, you can't just follow football, be it soccer or American football, I don't care. You can't follow sports and leave the politicking to the politicians and expect good results. You don't.
Right.
Let your employees do whatever they want and expect to come back to a functioning business. Any boss that does that is likely to face financial ruin. This is what's happening in America. This is what's happened in Greece. This is what's happened in Venezuela. I'd say less so in China because, their people can rise up easily against their government too. They just have never, they haven't had, they haven't even had a semblance of democracy. So, this is the foreseeable result. Ladies and gentlemen, stop letting politicians do whatever they want. Stop not paying attention to them. Look, I'm for firing them all and not replacing them with anyone. I think
that'd
the free
nice.
Market can provide us with better governance than these antiquated organizations known as states.
Unfortunately, that option's not on the table.
Yeah, but
there's going to be someone else
who's
going to take that role.
The thing that distinguishes a state is it's an organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. People fundamentally understand that, and in order to save face for themselves, they don't want to look like cowards. They just then say, oh, there's nothing we can do. Well, you know, that's that. Sorry, but this is the foreseeable result of that behavior.
So how, what percentage does inflation have to be at to be considered hyperinflation?
I don't know, but
600%
well qualifies.
I was going to say, it seems like that's a lot. In fact, there's a real-world result of Venezuelan hyperinflation highlighted by the BBC's Daniel Pardo in a video report published on Tuesday. Pardo tallied the cost of ingredients for a simple Venezuelan sandwich called an arepa. 2 weeks later, Pardo bought the same ingredients and found that the price had...
Oh, I'm just going to say doubled.
Doubled.
Okay.
Yep.
A week later?
1 week later.
Wow. Wow.
For over a year, there have been reports of shortages on basic staples in Venezuela, forcing people to line up for hours to find
items. That is a sandwich.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's probably the equivalent of what we would call the poor boy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just a sandwich.
Lining up for hours to find basic items like bread, milk, soap, and toilet paper. When video of the lines began to circulate, the government made it illegal to line up outside.
No more pictures.
Forcing
no more lining up.
Out of sight.
This is what they do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is, again, this is also the foreseeable result. When an organization that claims for itself the monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass is doing poorly, is it going to change its methods?
No, it's going to brush it under the rug.
Philosophically driven. They're going to say, Viva la socialism for all! Get your butt back in the house or we'll shoot you in the face. Right?
Yeah.
Like, and ultimately, that's what... That's what all of these governments, every last one of them, is a socialist organization. They claim for themselves dominion over the means of production, because the means of production are land and people's bodies, right? I mean, really, there's nothing else out there that didn't come from the earth or from labor. And so if you tax income, which is income is the result of your labor, so therefore you're taxing people's bodies, the fruits of their labor, and if you tax property, then you are you're claiming dominion, you're claiming ownership over those things. Every state out there is a socialist organization. George Bush was a socialist. Ronald Reagan, socialist. All of them. That's the definition.
If you are the opposition in Venezuela, you're in trouble, at least if you're Leopoldo Lopez. He's been in a military prison held on trumped-up charges since last February. So you can't go up against the establishment, or they will just make some crap up then.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't they do that?
Put you in a jail cell. Recently, he went on a month-long hunger strike to demand the government set a timetable for elections. Lopez ended his strike last month, one day after elections were scheduled for December. And I imagine not much is going to change in December, but we'll keep an eye on things. 855 453. You can share your thoughts here. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.